Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a stepper-style rag-a-cut layer, but we're not treating it like a random sample loop. We're doing breakbeat surgery in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to create a proper FX instrument that can ride over a drum and bass drop, add tension, and push the groove forward like a live performance element. If you get this right, the result is bigger than just a chopped vocal and a break. It becomes a rhythmic layer that feels rude, human, and engineered at the same time. That's the sweet spot for steppers, jungle, and darker rollers. You get attitude from the ragga vocal, shuffle and urgency from the break, and a clean modern workflow in Live 12. So let's build it from the ground up. First, choose two sources with character. You want a ragga vocal phrase that has sharp consonants and short rhythmic bits in it. Things like pull up, watch it, run it, or even just a strong voiced phrase with nice gaps between syllables. The consonants matter here. In this kind of edit layer, the T's, K's, P's, and CH's are often more useful than the vowels. Then grab a breakbeat with enough transient detail to cut cleanly. An Amen-style break is classic for this, but any loop with snare ghosts, hats, and some movement will work. You want a break that has shape, not just a flat four on the floor feel. Drag both into Ableton Live 12 on separate audio tracks, and warp them to the project tempo. For a modern stepper or DNB feel, you're usually around 172 to 174 BPM. For the vocal, if it's more melodic or drawn out, try Complex Pro. If it's more percussive and chopped, Beats can be the better choice. For the break, Beats is usually a solid starting point, with transient preservation so the hits stay punchy. Now, here's a teacher tip. Don't make everything sterile. Tiny timing imperfections are part of what makes drum and bass feel alive. You want the grid locked enough to hit hard, but not so perfect that it sounds like a software demo. Now let's handle the vocal. Right-click the vocal clip and slice it to a new MIDI track. If the phrase has clear attack points, slice by transients. If it's simpler rhythmically, 1/8 or 1/16 can give you more control. What you're building is basically a playable vocal rack. So think like a percussion programmer. Keep the best 6 to 10 slices. Trim the start of each one so breaths and dead air don't blur the attack. Shorten the tails so the cuts behave more like vocal drums and long phrases. The best cuts are the ones that feel instantly usable when triggered from pads or programmed into MIDI. Now give the rack some shape. Add drum bus with a little drive, maybe around 5 to 15%, but keep boom very low or off, because we're not trying to build low end here. Then add saturator with a few dB of drive, and if needed, turn on soft clip. Finish with EQ8 and high pass the whole rack somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so the vocal layer stays out of the bass zone. Programming-wise, place the vocal cuts in spots where they punctuate the groove. Then offbeat, the end of the bar or just before a snare are all strong positions. In steppers and ragga DNB, a short vocal stab on the end of two or a pickup into the next bar can feel like a second snare lane. It's not just decoration, it's rhythmic punctuation. Keep the cuts short, usually around 50 to 200 milliseconds, and use velocity to create movement. Stronger hits can come in around 100 to 127, while quieter responses sit lower. That velocity variation helps the layer feel like call and response instead of a repetitive sample stack. Now let's do the break surgery lane. Duplicate the break track so one version can stay more intact if you want it, and another can become your edited FX layer. Slice the break to a new MIDI track using transients. Then keep only the pieces that actually serve the groove. Usually that means snare accents, a few ghost notes, and some hats. You do not need every hit. Build a lean pattern. Put the main snare on the core backbeat feel, then add ghost slices just before it to create drag and tension. Leave gaps in drum and bass. Space is part of the weight. If you pack every little subdivision with hits, you lose the swing and the impact. Process this lane with stock Ableton devices. Start with auto filter and high pass at around 150 to 250 Hz. If you want more bite, add a transient shaper or use drum bus to sharpen the front edge of the hits. A compressor with a moderate ratio, around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, can glue the slices together without flattening them. Drum bus is great here too, but again, keep the low-end drive under control. One nice advanced move is to build a second break layer that only carries hats and top-end noise. High pass that even more aggressively, maybe around 300 to 500 Hz. That gives you extra motion and shimmer above the main edited break without crowding the groove. Now comes the fun part. Make the vocal cuts and the break surgery answer each other. Think of it like a conversation. The vocal says something, then the break responds. Or the break teases a hit, and the vocal lands like the punchline. In arrangement view, you can place a vocal cut on the last beat of bar 4 or bar 8, then answer it with a break fill in the next half bar or full bar. That creates phrase logic. It also makes the whole thing feel like part of the arrangement, not just a loop sitting on top. A really effective structure is this. The vocal appears sparsely at first, then the break gets denser, then both alternate, and finally the last bar gets a little more aggressive right before the drop or switch up. That's classic DNB energy management. You're not changing harmony, you're changing tension through rhythm, density, and timing. Now process the whole thing together as one instrument. Route the vocal rack and the break surgery lane into a group track. Then treat that group like a single FX bus. Start with EQ8 and clean up the combined signal. If the vocal and snare are fighting around the upper mids, dip a little around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Add a gentle shelf above 8 kHz only if the layer needs air. Then add character. Saturator or overdrive can add grit, but keep it controlled so the top end doesn't get fizzy. Glue compressor can make the whole layer feel like one machine, especially with a slower attack and medium release. Use utility at the end to check width. In many cases, this kind of FX layer works better narrow or even mono compatible, because you want the bass and main drums to stay dominant in the center. This is a good moment for a mix mindset check. If the layer sounds huge in solo but disappears in the full track, don't just turn it up. Check masking against the bass line and snare. Sometimes the issue is placement, not volume. Now we add movement. This layer should feel alive. Use clip envelopes to automate the filters on the vocal slices. Use auto filter movement on the break lane. Add groove pool swing if the edited break feels too rigid. Even a small amount of groove, around 10 to 20%, can make a huge difference. You can also slightly nudge some vocal cuts a few milliseconds late for a rude boy lazy feel, or slightly early if you want more urgency. Those micro shifts matter a lot in drum and bass. A vocal hit landing just ahead of the snare can create adrenaline. A ghost break note slightly behind the beat can create weight. Another strong move is to reverse one or two vocal slices at the end of every 4 or 8 bars. That tiny inhale of tension can be more effective than a giant riser. For darker steppers, automate a low pass during the breakdown, then open it sharply before the drop. Add a short echo throw on the final vocal cut of a phrase, and suddenly the whole section breathes. Now let's place the layer in the arrangement properly. Use it sparingly and strategically. In the intro, keep it filtered and sparse. Let it create DJ-friendly tension. During the build, increase vocal density, open filters, maybe add reverse break slices. On the first drop, use the full ragga cut layer mainly at bar endings and switch-ups. In the breakdown, strip it back. In the second drop, bring it back harder, or switch in a slightly different edit so it feels developed. That's the key. This technique is not about constant motion. It's about signaling phrase boundaries. A vocal stab at the end of an 8-bar section can make the listener feel the next part before it arrives. That's arrangement power. Once you've got a solid pass, resample it, arm a new audio track and record a few versions, a 4-bar version, a 1-bar fill version, and a transition version. Then chop the audio back up. Keep the strongest moments. Reverse tiny pieces for extra tension. Make one version drier and one with more delay or reverb, so you have contrast when arranging. This is a very Ableton way to work. Build with MIDI and racks. Commit to audio when the idea is working. Then use the rendered result as a new editing source. It saves CPU, and more importantly, it gives you cleaner, more intentional phrase editing. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't let the low end creep into the FX layer. High pass aggressively. Don't overchop the vocal until it loses its attitude. Ragga needs phrasing. Don't make the break too busy. Leave space around the snare. Don't wash the whole group in reverb. Use throws or sends instead. And don't ignore mono compatibility. If the groove falls apart in mono, simplify the stereo processing. A couple of pro-level variations can really push this further. Try a parallel dirt lane. Duplicate the group. Crush it with saturator and drum bus, high pass it, and blend it quietly under the clean version. That adds urgency without wrecking the transients. Or split the break into rolls, one lane for snare ghosts, one for hat flicks, one for kick punctuation. That gives you much more control over the energy in different sections. You can also do a two-pass vocal design. Make one rack with dry, punchy cuts and another with longer tails or more delay. Alternate them every 8 bars. That kind of contrast keeps the listener engaged without needing new source material. Here's a quick practice challenge if you want to lock this in. Build a 2-bar FX phrase using 1 raga vocal and 1 break loop. Keep only 6 vocal cuts and 8 to 12 break slices. Program a simple call and response. Vocal on beat 4 of bar 1. Break fill on beat 1 of bar 2. Another vocal on the end of 3. Then a final break hit leading into bar 3. Route them through EQ, saturator, glue compressor, and utility. Automate a filter sweep from dark to bright. Then resample the result and make 1 reversed version. The goal is simple. Make an edit layer that can sit over a full DNB section and make the arrangement feel like it's moving, even if the bass line stays the same. So the big takeaway is this. Slice a raga vocal and a breakbeat into playable FX layers. Clean them, distort them, and glue them with Ableton stock devices. Let them call and respond. Keep the low end clear. Shape the energy with automation and resampling. In drum and bass, rhythm, tension, and contrast are often doing as much work as melody. That's the stepper method. Tight, rude, and functional. Now go make the edit layer talk back to the drop.